show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, Potters. We are back.
Woo!
We're back.
Welcome to 2021, baby.
What's the single greatest thing you did on your break?
Oh, God, that's a toughie. Well, I became an auntie again, I have to say that, even though I haven't met the baby yet.
And we're not involved in the process.
Not at all, but I became an auntie again. That was fabulous.
Congratulations on all the hard work you put into
thank
that.
Thank you.
We're so impressed with all the work you've done.
How about you?
I don't know. I actually can't even beat that one, so I shouldn't give you a hard time.
Stop throwing rocks in glass houses.
But wasn't it the greatest, though? Just like, you know, like sleeping in, watching Netflix, reading books.
Binging hard.
It was great. Anyway, hey, we are back. A massive 2021 ahead. Our first show. It's just wrapped up. Here's the highlights. Enjoy.
We were told that there was going to be a lot of cyclones because of La Nina this year. Is that the right one? La Nina? El Nino. La Nina. It is La Nina, isn't it?
We got a guy who does know.
We do.
Fortunately.
We do. His name is Nitzo. He's from Oz Cyclone Chasers, and he is on top of this cyclone that is meant to cross the coast in North Queensland today. How are you, Nitzo?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, very, very excited, but also a bit nervous for the folks and the residents living in the area. It's always difficult for us. We get excited, but we also get nervous for people as well.
Mm. I've already seen one meme created in regards to the site. It said, go home, Kimmy, you're drunk, because the path is changing considerably.
It is.
And look, for anyone who's seen the cyclone map that could be affecting North Queensland and far North Queensland, most likely later on today or early tomorrow, it has changed course a little bit, Nitzo. Where's the areas that are most likely going to feel the effects of this?
Yeah, look, it has definitely changed course more to the south in the last 12 to 18 hours. And so that brings the air potential impact a lot further south. So we're talking sort of areas south of Cairns primarily. I know the warning goes up to just north of Cairns, but the actual area of maximum potential impact is sort of south of Cairns all the way down to about Ingham, Halifax, that sort of area. And look, Townsville's now in the cyclone watch region as well, and so too for most of the Burdekin. So the Herbert-Burdekin region has just gone into cyclone watch. But at this stage, we're primarily concerned for those areas between just south of Cairns all through to about Ingham.
So you're talking about being concerned. So let's talk about how severe this cyclone is actually going to be. In the grand scope of things, how much damage can we foresee for this particular cyclone? How strong is it?
Yeah, look, at the moment, it's a Category 1. It is expected to intensify slowly over the next 24 hours. With these really small systems, the intensification is very difficult to really hone in on. But at this point in time, we wouldn't suspect anything more than about a Category 2 or even at the very worst, a low-end Category 3. And look, at the time, unless it sort of hits north of about Cardwell, it probably won't hit at its maximum intensity because the further south it goes, the less favourable all of the atmosphere components for the cyclone become. So the further south it goes, the more likely it is to eventually weaken. But there is a sweet spot at the moment between where it is and about Cardwell, where it can still strengthen.
All right, just before we let you go, Nitzo, rainfall-wise, what can we expect and how far south do you reckon it's going to get?
Yeah, look, rainfall is going to be a really important component. There's going to be a lot of it. We're looking at falls in the vicinity of at least 100 millimetres between the Cairns to all the way down to about Townsville region. Wow. And the possibility certainly of falls up in the 300, 400, even 500 millimetre range, especially if the system becomes slow moving around the north coast there between Cairns and Townsville. So areas just to the south of the cyclone will get the heaviest of the rainfall.
All right, and looking at it crossing, I mean, it's a million-dollar question, but we are thinking later on this evening or early tomorrow may be the crossing time then, Nitzo.
Yeah, look, probably more tomorrow I'd be leaning towards, and certainly probably more towards the middle to later parts of tomorrow.
Oz Cyclone Chasers, check him out on Facebook. This is the man in the know, Chris Nitz. Nitzo, thank you so much for your time, mate. Happy cyclone chasing. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's been a bit of build-up. We are excited for it. It's time to welcome our first big guest of 2021.
Sia is one of Australia's most successful singer-songwriters. Over a career spanning 30 years, Sia's won a dozen ARIA Awards, an MTV Video Music Award, and scored 9 Grammy nominations. See? she has turned her hand to directing. Her debut feature film, Music, follows the story of a young girl on the autism spectrum. Music is in cinemas now, and Sia is on the air with Clippo and Gabby.
Hi, Queensland.
Hello.
Hi. Sia, thank you so much for your time. We're so excited to have you on as our first big guest of the new year.
Woo-hoo! Thanks for having me.
I think we're more excited than you are, trust us.
No, I believe that this is a symbiotic relationship.
Okay.
I think that so you know, I value you as much as you value me, because how would anyone know that my movie was out if you weren't going to talk about it?
It's so true.
So true.
And we have so many questions.
People are ungrateful.
Thank you for valuing us. We have so many questions we want to ask you about Music, because it seems like this is more than just a movie for you. It seems like, in watching it and, you know, researching this interview today, it seems like this is the kind of project that has just been laser focus for you, blood, sweat and tears for many, many years. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you are. It made me sick.
Wow.
It made me really sick. Like, not the beginning part, like the prep, the writing, the designing, costumes, fun, casting, all that, directing, loved it. But the editing process was horrific for me. And I was so scared, and it took so long, much longer than it should. And we went through 3 editors, and I was like, oh, my God, I might have failed. And I was just so scared.
Well, you definitely did not fail. That is for sure.
Thank you.
Well, it's such a fantastic concept, because it's kind of a drama and a musical in one. But when you say something's a musical, you expect it to be Broadway and music's part of the everyday life. But you've managed to incorporate the music in such a unique way, which is through the eyes of the star, who is a young autistic girl. And it's just so beautiful how you've managed to pull those two worlds together.
Thank you. I really hate musicals.
Really?
And yeah, I was really bullied into making this a musical.
Wow.
by everyone that loved me.
So what was the idea originally then? Was it
just a drama?
It was a narrative film, and it was Shia LaBeouf was playing Kate Hudson's part.
Oh.
And Maddie was still playing Music's part.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend who just said to me, like, a lot of people have been saying to me, why aren't you making a musical? This seems really stupid. But he put it to me in a way that was sort of undebatable. He said, it's like you've got a blank Scrabble piece you're not using, and if you use it, you're going to get a triple word score.
Oh, wow. What an analogy.
And I was like, oh. It was very convincing, and because I'm not a fan of musicals, this was ego, but I really, really like be taken seriously as a director.
Yeah. you've done it now, yes. Sia. Sia, we have to talk to you about the stars of your film, Music, because such huge names. You got Kate Hudson, an Academy Award nominee. Yeah. Leslie Odom Jr., who is just divine. We know him probably best from Hamilton, but so much stuff. Maddie Ziegler, the real breakout star here. What did you, Sia, learn from working with people of such caliber on this project?
Oh, just to be appreciative when they show up on time.
Deep, so deep.
I really appreciate, you know, I just got to know Leslie.
Okay.
I realize now that he was in character the entire time we were making the movie.
Wow.
and so I wasn't sure, you know, and also, I took him aside at one point and said, hey, you know, the reason I'm not giving you any direction is because you're perfect. It's not because I don't see you and you're an invisible person. It's just, you're doing the exact job that I need you to do. So I just wanted to take you aside and let you know that, the reason that I'm not talking to you that much during the making of this movie is because you're giving me what I need.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, and you forget, and it's the same in the band when everyone's playing that perfectly. Like, you forget to say, hey, great job, everybody. You're all playing perfectly. But when someone plays a bum note on the bass or whatever, or on a piano gets a chord wrong or whatever, you're like, hey, you got that chord wrong. And also, I mean, Maddie had the most at risk.
Mm.
And Maddie had the most at risk. She turned up on the day of rehearsals, first rehearsals. She showed up early, and I could tell something was wrong. And I asked her if she was okay, and she burst into tears, and she just said, I just don't want anyone to think that I'm making fun of them.
And she plays a young woman on the autism spectrum, for those people who aren't.
Exactly.
It's a very meaty role that she sunk her teeth into.
Yeah. And the first day, the day that I cried and felt joy and I had finally kind of finished the movie, or that I could relax, was the day that it came back from the Child Mind Institute with and Maddie had been given a score of 100% accuracy.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was the thing that we were most afraid of was, I when she cried, I said, I won't let that happen. I won't let that happen. And then when the Twitter thing happened, had seen the 1 minute trailer and started, attacking me on Twitter for not casting someone on the spectrum.
Yeah.
But I did try that, and it was actually harmful for her. It was a horrible experience for her.
Right.
And also, I guess the people that were angry on Twitter, I didn't make the movie for them. I made the movie for people who are low functioning on the spectrum.
Hmm.
And that was the most important thing for me, was, I guess, to give them a voice in a magical way, because, there's only one person who functions at Maddie's level who's been able to write a book with her father and tell us what it's like to be her. Mm-hmm. And so that's who I got most of my information from.
Well, you've definitely created compassion by, putting this on the big screen and showing that version.
This was, for me, a love letter to the caregivers and to the people of the autism community or the special abilities community, special needs, whatever you want to call it these days. But me, I've always had a real affinity for a special abilities community, and I really respect everybody who's either on the spectrum or who cares for someone who's on the spectrum.
Yeah. You've done exactly what you set out to do. You've treated this subject matter with so much love and respect.
Yeah.
Twitter's always going to be Twitter. But from two people who have seen the movie, just thank you for putting this piece of art out there. It is so wonderful. It's called Music.
Thanks.
Go and see it in cinema. See ya. You are just divine. What a way to start our show back for the new
thank
year.
Thank you.
See ya. Big love. Hey everyone, Alpha Bucks is back in the morning. If you want to play Alpha Bucks, this is what we do during the catch-up. Ooh, we give away an answer for tomorrow's game.
The answer for tomorrow is the delicious Doritos.
Doritos. Mm. Smashed a few of those over the Christmas
the holidays,
break.
Did you?
A few packets. Not a few
not
of
just
those.
A few of them.
Not a
few
individual
packets.
Chips. A few packets of those bad boys. But Doritos is an answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning. It hit.
Cliffo and Gabby, Food Dudes.
Food Dudes.
This is our first Food Dudes of 2021, and this is normally where we talk about food in a very lovely way because we love food. However, we're starting at the bottom this year, Cliffo, because I had a tiny bit of food poisoning over the holidays. You might remember We had a conversation, I'm pretty sure it was on air, or it might have been, about Betty Crocker's packet cake mixes.
Yeah.
And on the back, it specifically says, do not eat raw cake batter because it involves raw eggs. And, shame.
Like raw cake batter. It is the best.
It is the best. However, I think karma has really bit me in the bum on that one because over the break, I actually had to do the Brisbane lockdown because I had visited Brisbane through the dates that they had mentioned. And so in my own home, I had to isolate for 3 days, just like Brisbane had to do. It happened to a lot of regional Queenslanders who had visited the capital. You had to stay in your own home for those 3 days, the same as Brisbane people.
Not really a lockdown, though, is it? Three days. It's more
three days
holiday.
In your own house. It was real tough.
I survived.
Oh, so
I survived that 3 day lockdown.
But I thought, why not bake a cake? If I'm going to be stuck inside for 3 days, I'll bake a cake. So I got a gluten free Betty Crocker devil's food cake and I ate.
Oh, sounds good.
It is good. But I ate the batter. And not more than 12 hours later, I woke up and I felt super nauseous. I then had chills to the point where it's like 30 degrees and I had a doona on me and I was shivering. Wow. Like I was so, I didn't have a fever.
This is real
but I had
food poisoning.
Chills. Yeah. It wasn't until the next day that it started getting real hectic and my body wanted to expel the virus, if you know what I mean. Like many a toilet break.
We're going to go there.
We
right?
got to that Great. Point. Well, I need to explain that because The final day of lockdown, it got to 6 p.m. and then I could finally take my dog out for a walk outside of my neighborhood. And I was like, sweet, we can finally go more than the block. And I thought I was feeling better. I thought I was okay after my little food poisoning accident. And I took the dog out and I got probably 100 meters from home and I realized I wasn't okay. And it was still trying to get out of my body. And I had to turn around and I'm on this busy
Did you make it? Did you make it?
Well, I had to tense every muscle I walked like a penguin the whole way home carrying my dog because he was very mad at me that we cut the walk short.
Yeah.
So I had to carry him back walking like a, I don't know, like every muscle in my body.
Yeah.
Wasn't working. I did make it home. However, my dog was so mad at me, I came out of the bathroom like, phew, and he'd pooped on the rug.
Oh, I'm just glad it wasn't you who pooped on the rug.
I can deal with poop no matter what.
Bear the dog did it, I swear. We're back. It's our first show of 2021. And if you're anything like me, Gabby, anything that happened to you over the Christmas break, because we had 4 weeks off, we're off for a while.
It's a long time.
Anything interesting that happened, I noted it down on my phone.
Did all the notes make sense to you come today?
Not all.
Me either. I look back, I'm like, huh?
And a few guys, that's a crap idea.
What were you thinking?
But what I did was I prioritized them, like my favorite to my least favorite. So great stuff coming up in 2 weeks, guys. But leading the pack is the story I'm about to tell you of me getting caught outside the front of my house in my underwear.
Ooh.
Now, I'm sure I'm not the only person this has happened to in 131060 if you got a story. Just very briefly, how this happened. And when I say caught out the front in my undies, as you know, it's well documented on this show, I'm a boxer short.
Okay, great. I was going to ask, what kind
Cotton
of
boxes,
undies?
Boxers, baby.
Boxers.
They
gotcha.
Breathe. I'm a boxer brief kind of guy. And long story short, I had to replace the lock between our garage door and the house. So not like the roller garage door, just the regular door that goes from our garage to our house.
Yeah.
And I'm a tight ass, so I didn't get a locksmith or anything. I went to Bunnings and I bought one that you just screw in. It was like $12. And it's got one of those locks because all of our locks are push locks on the wooden doors. We got to push the lock in. This one, you turn the little knob. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You turn a little knob and that's
and then
that
locks it, yeah.
Problem was the little knob must have turned itself when I was opening the door. So the door has shut.
That's what happens when you go cheap.
And I am out the front in nothing but my boxes, my wife.
Why'd you go out the front?
I don't even know, to be honest. I think, well, our laundry is in the garage, so I assume I was getting
clothes.
But I do that all the time. I go into a garage all the time because our laundry is in the undies all the time. I don't even think about it. Anyway, long story short, my wife was getting her hair done, so she had our daughter. Our son was already at daycare, so I was home alone. I couldn't just knock to get let back in, but I did know that the back unlocked, so I had to get the ladder out of the garage, climb over the side gate, because it's locked. We're pretty security conscious. It's locked. And as I am, like, rigging up the ladder, and it's only a one-sided ladder, so I had to climb up that side and then jump on the wheelie bin on the other side. And as I'm rigging up this whole operation, I look behind me and the neighbor's kids are staring.
Of course.
Just watching. And, you know, they've just... kids are little rats. You know, they've just run and reported my doings to their parents.
Definitely.
But 13 10 60, I want this. Who's been caught in their knickers? Or even less.
Or even less.
Because let's be honest, you've only got to go onto Instagram now you see people in less than their knickers.
Swimwear's less than knickers these days.
Yeah. Grandma, you're right. Tell us more about the old
days. Kids these days wear G-strings.
But 13 10 60, give us a call. Have you been caught outside, out and about or whatever? Or maybe someone was more looking into your space. I don't know. 13 10 60, I want people, just regular people, who have been caught in their knickers.
Or less.
This is the soundtrack to my Christmas break.
Bit of a full Monty, eh? Yep.
As I was caught out the front trying to break into my house, I had to rig up a ladder, climb over the fence onto the wheelie bin.
In your undies.
Because the lock clicked over between the house and the garage. I was in my undies. I would have been going to the laundry because that's in our garage. Mm. And I had to climb the fence in nothing but my boxer shorts.
The neighbour's got a full eyesight.
Well, it was the neighbour's kids, yeah. Which is even weirder. But 13, 10, 60, you're a nude kind of person. I know you get home and just everything comes off.
There's a meme going around that either you see your neighbours naked in the window or you are that naked neighbour, and I'm definitely the naked neighbour. But I did get caught outside my house once in my knickers. I was trying on a sports bra in a change room. And with a sports bra, you want to make sure it's got maximum bounce support. So I was jumping up and down in the change room to make sure it's supportive. And they thought that there was a bit of a commotion going on. They thought there was an issue. And so they opened the door and I'm like, hey, just in my undies.
Right. Just get a check up on that woman in two there, please.
What is she doing?
Renee is here. Morning, Renee. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. So have you been caught in your knickers?
So it was actually my partner and he wasn't caught. He was delivery driving for a company that primarily sells chicken.
Okay.
He sort of like went to the door, knock, knock, you know, hey, I've got your order. And this lady answered the door and she was dressed up in her like pink lacy underwear.
Ooh, hello.
Quite so meant to be caught. And was like, hey.
Well, can I say?
Oops, I didn't mean to be so undressed.
It does sound like the start of a porno movie.
It does.
It does sound like that plot line. 13 10 60, Jazz is here. Morning, Jazz.
Good morning.
When were you caught out, Jazz?
I was caught out when I ran downstairs in my bathrobe, washing out of the machine, and the back door slammed shut, and I was just in my bathrobe.
Oh, at least that's more coverage than underwear.
It was, but I hadn't met my neighbours yet, and I had to go ask to borrow their phone to ring my husband.
Yeah.
Now, so that sounds like the start of a movie as well.
That's a big butt right there. 13 10 60, Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
How you going?
Good.
Well, I was working on Hamilton Island, and I had a big day, and I was staying in the refuel on the 18th floor. I had a nice shower and put me sexy little jammies on, and I ordered room service, and when I went to put the tray outside the room, the door shut behind me.
Yes.
So I was on the 18th floor, so then I had to cover me bits, go down in the glass elevator. It was quite late at night. I went to reception. There was no one in reception. So, God forbid, I had to go into the piano bar, which was absolutely packed,
yeah,
and ask the barmaid for a key.
They all just thought you were the entertainment for the night. The Hit Breakfast Show.